Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. So the title of the video, as you can see, is Testosterone is Suppressive. So we're going to get into that one here shortly. But before we start, big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment. Any interaction with the channel helps the channel to grow, and it allows me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Today's video is sponsored by letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. Go to their website, pick out whatever test that you want to order. They've got a huge catalog for men and women, wellness, hormonal, sexual health. Place your order. They're going to ship you a kit in the mail. Get online, register the kit, ship them back the sample. You're going to get your results extremely fast. They're going to notify you by email. They've got doctors and nurses there to answer questions. It's an amazing service. Letsgetchecked.com, coupon code Jamelli30 will save you 30% off. All right. So, I want to talk to you about testosterone is suppressive. Now, when I say this, what I need everybody that is kind of newer to this or has some misunderstanding here, because I know that when you use testosterone, your testosterone levels shoot through the roof, all right? That is very, very common knowledge. The problem with that is there's so many people that do not understand the concept of then it shutting down your natural testosterone levels. You cannot just go blast a bunch of testosterone and then your levels just stay like that. So I always see these people that say, well, this is, you know, my test is low or this is causing me suppression. Should I just blast some testosterone? And it's like, you need to understand that by doing that, you're causing yourself eventually more suppression. You're making the problem worse. And you need to understand that if you do something like that, don't run post-cycle therapy, just stay on testosterone, you are putting yourself in a position that you are going to need to stay on testosterone replacement therapy for the rest of your life. Listen, okay, first let me say this. just a big basic thing here. When you inject yourself with exogenous testosterone, all right, go on a cycle, whatever the case may be, your natural testosterone will shut down, all right? What happens is it's due to the back loop that leads to the suppression of your LH and your FSH, which is your luteinizing hormone and your follicle stimulating hormone. And with prolonged use, suppression of testosterone is going to occur and you could develop hypogonadism. Now, hypogonadism is the scientific term for low testosterone. And I've talked about this several times, which you can go watch in other videos that I've discussed. That can be extremely dangerous and even in severe conditions, fatal. It could possibly kill you, although that is extreme. It is possible with extreme conditions of low testosterone. This is no joke. And while that's extreme, let's talk about the real facts here of what's just almost a guarantee that's going to happen if you put yourself in that position. When you develop hypogonadism and low testosterone and have the inability to recover your natural testosterone levels to where they need to be in a healthy range, you're going to have an extremely, extremely low quality of life. Those things can range top to bottom. But what I can guarantee you is this. You're going to feel sluggish. You're going to have an extreme lack of energy. You're going to be extremely irritable. You are more than likely going to have barely any to zero libido. You're going to have an inability to not only lose fat, but to gain muscle. And the list can go on and on and on. Your quality of life will crater. You will suffer from this forever unless you put yourself on testosterone replacement therapy, which you need to understand is something you have to do for life. That means that you're going to have to inject over and over, or take your gels, or however that you're going to take it. It's something you're going to have to deal with forever. Also, you need to understand that that can extremely, extremely hurt your chances of having children. And for some people, that could be devastating. Some people that are in their 20s, you may think that you don't care. And it's perfectly fine. We all fought that in our 20s. But for most, you're going to end up getting married, meeting somebody that means everything to you, and then you have to be the one to go tell them that you don't have the ability to have kids or it's going to be extremely difficult. And let's just say that you do end up getting lucky. A lot of people are going to have to put themselves on drugs, go to pay thousands and thousands of dollars at fertility clinics, etc. These are all things that you need to consider and understand that testosterone use is suppressive, and the more that you do it, the far, far greater the likelihood is that you're going to be in the position of having to be on testosterone replacement therapy. Now, testosterone replacement therapy will improve the overall quality of your life, for sure. You'll see story after story after story, but there's a lot that goes into that, as I just explained. It's not like you just do it and it's just rainbows and unicorns like everybody wants everything to be. No. That's not how it works. It will improve your quality of life, but there's going to be a lot of sacrifices that have to be made to do that, when it all could be avoided if you just understood from the start that testosterone use is suppressive. All I can tell you is this. I'm not saying that you can't ever use testosterone, you can't recover it. I'm talking about misuse and misunderstanding and the lack of comprehension and knowledge to understand what goes along with it. That is what I'm saying. If you understand what you're doing, you know, it's not like this just damning thing that you can't recover from. But when you misuse it, when you just say, oh, I'm just going to throw some testosterone in there and then just not understand what comes with using it, you're going to run into nothing but problems. And I'm trying to help everybody avoid that, because it's a, you know, there's a lot of, and a lot of younger guys that use testosterone that don't understand this, and they're in their 20s and having to deal with this. This will bring me back to a video that I also made about do not use steroids or PEDs without understanding what goes along with them, how to use them, the side effects, etc. If you don't know and have these facts, do not use them. Please, because all that you're doing is hurting yourself, and these are all things that could have been easily avoided. So I hope that you see where I'm coming from on this and you think before that you do. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli, signing off.